Yes, sir.
Good afternoon and welcome to this Monday, December 19th, special board meeting here in the Ed Center. This meeting is a meeting of the Education Department for the person conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public meeting. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernard?
Yes.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Please join me in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So that's, we still need to do a piece of what was going to happen.
Correct.
Yeah.
All present, Nagyar is not here tonight. Her son had a accident playing hockey, so she's tending to him in lieu of presenting the superintendent's consent agenda. It will be the board's consent agenda.
Okay.
And we have a personnel recommendation. That motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
The item that's on the agenda is to accept the resignation of Linda Hemperly, our district coordinator for beekeepers. Is there any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernard?
Yes.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Item number four is a work session for the purpose of levy planning. And motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
In light of Ms. Nagyar not being here, we have an open session in public to discuss.
All right, spring.
You think just a spring? We're happy you're here. We're happy you're smiling. We've made it through item three.
Hope you consent.
The resignation has been accepted and approved, so we're done with that, so we can post the position.
And we have a motion and second to discuss.
Yeah, I just would like to say that I think based on some of the survey results that we saw, kind of set that was a parameter, a millage to see, to gauge what people's support would be. And so, I would make the recommendation that we stick right around that 6.0 mil that we put in the survey data as a starting point for the conversation.
I would say that if we think that's about as high as we could get, and we're looking for marketing influence for Mr. Dozen's comments earlier, that we go with, I'm going to suggest 585.
I thought we said 5.95.
Oh, well.
I was looking at it carefully, and I think, clearly we want to be, if the board wants to be under 6, if you go 585, or even if you go 5.9, each tenth of a mil, ends up being $100,000. So, I mean, it's not minimal. I mean, when we look at where we're trying to save money, every $10,000 is huge because we can do something else with that money. So, I'm more inclined to suggest 5.99. I've looked back in the history. There were some that were, I think it was 6.98. So we come right up to the cusp. And I don't know if you go 5.9, 5.95, 5.99, I think most people are going to understand you're just trying to stay below 6. So why not just go for 5.99? That's at least my thinking. Also, I think we've talked before, and I've shared some of my views that I'm not supportive of a continuous levy right out of the box, and we talked about term levies. It's also clear that we're going to need this money more than 5 years out. So a lot of the term levies in the past, I think, were too short. You put them on 4 or 5 years, and you're right back on the ballot when you need money again. So the limit on term is 10 years, so I'd like to suggest that we go with a term limit for 10 years, that gives us enough runway for this to take hold and see where the district is financially 10 years from now. And, you know, if it needs to be renewed, it can be renewed by some board 10 years down the road. If at that time they want to try to convert it to continuing, assuming it's still needed, then, you know, they would have that option.
I think I like the idea of the 599. I mean, really, I was thinking it might be a little bit less than that, but I understand we want to keep it under, but I really have great concerns over, number one, what we've been having Columbus and what we really might be facing in the next budget, and knowing that we really do want to address some of the participate concerns. We're going to try to address that for parents and keep everything for the school district, so I'd be with that. I don't know if you're willing to reconsider it, obviously. But with that, as far to me, I can't imagine that we would ever need less money, and it sounded like from the results from the triad survey that really doesn't make a really lot of sense or a difference in whether we pass it or not, whether it's continuing or not. I don't know if you heard that, would reconsider that or not.
Personally, no. I really, even though, and you can look back historically and say, we've never allowed a term levy to expire. We've always renewed, and then gone to continue. I still hold out hope that at some point in the future, you know, that we may be at a place, we might get to a place where we can let one expire. Now, if you go right out of the blocks continuous, you'll never get that chance. I mean, we have had declining enrollment. Now, it's been slow but steady, but you don't know. That's the thing. I mean, if you look back, you know, and I would just go back, if you look back at our five-year forecast that we do twice a year, we've had some huge swings in that because you make assumptions and you don't know, right? You don't know. Is there going to be a major recession? You know, is the governor going to change and all of a sudden throw money at you? Is the governor going to change and take money away from you? And so there's these moving pieces that you can control, and then there's moving pieces you can't. And so, you know, and I think that's why 10 years, that's a pretty long way. 10 years is, you know, gives plenty of time. I think a lot of the problems with the past levies, because the terms were so short, it was that levy fatigue. We had four of them on there, and they just kept coming. I think 10 years, and also what we also heard is, you know, with the survey data, is that this is going to be close, that there's support, right, but there's also some troubling signs. So it's hard to peg how many additional votes you might pick up with going from continuous to term, but clearly you probably pick up some, and that's just another piece of it, but I still think term would be good to go.
I wouldn't support anything less than 10 years, but to me, 10-year term or a continuous one is close enough. I mean, again, the term gives us the chance, you know, at least that there's some board someday to do something a little bit different. But like I said, it happened. I think absolutely it happened. I mean, if we did anything shorter, just clobber us. I don't think it makes any sense. So I'm ambivalent. If somebody else has stronger feelings either way, I would support either of those.
Historically, we've had three, five, ones that we've generated to continue.
10 is only permissible in recent legislation. Recent is in the past few years. That was not an option. Years passed, so you're capped at 5. Well, except emergency levies, I believe I had the authority for 10 before, and then extended that on to those-based traditional
levies. In the last 40 years, I can never remember anything other than a 3 or a 5.
Correct.
I think there were some 4s in there, but...
Maybe. 5 was a top end.
And we did lose one renewal, I think. By 16 votes.
For the benefit of the audience, when we speak about millage rate, it just so happens, and it's not by any stature, and it just so happens in our district that 1 mil translates to roughly $1 million worth of revenue for the district per year. Also, when we talk about when is something passed, it could be on an election in May or August or November, it doesn't matter which month a levy is passed, we don't start collecting its revenue until the following January 1. So if we pass it in May, January 1, August, it's still January 1. Term versus continuing, I think you guys get the that I think in the past we were overly cautious, or previous boards were overly cautious and thought you'd have a better chance of passing by if you did on a term basis rather than a continuing basis. If you recall some of the data from the survey, there was a couple of percentage point difference in people's opinion as to whether it was continuing or not. The board, in its discussions, is looking at things in terms of what can we pass in our community that we rely on for the support. If it were up to us and we could pass taxes, that might be one decision. But this is about the only tax that our residents have a chance to vote on. They don't get to vote on federal taxes, they don't get to vote on state taxes. The gift about those, they take out on us. So when we put all this information in a hopper, what we're talking about is what can we do to maximize the opportunity to pass a levy? If we lose the rest of our state funding, that'll translate to $3.5 million a year, which is $3.5 million that we have to make up, or 3.5 mils. So the easy thing is we'll just ask for more. And we can do that. But it has to pass. If it doesn't pass, it doesn't do any of us any good. So, and after a levy is eventually passed, which we think we have a good chance of running a successful campaign, how we allocate those revenues is another discussion for us. We're talking about the levy today.
Just also comment on the pay to play, because I think we do need some relief, and I think that does need to be part of this conversation, is where we're going to land with that, because the levy committee needs to know how to craft their messaging, and we need to know, are we going to take any of that due funds, if it's approved, and allocated toward pay to play? And we've thrown out, just as a placeholder, 50%. So just to recap, pay to play generates by charging 100%, we get about $500,000 in to offset the cost. So if we go to 50%, then we would be assuming an additional $250,000 in expense. And I checked with Rick about our caps, because we have some caps in place today, which does provide some relief, although not a lot. And if we also kept the caps and applied the same 50%, that's about another $15,000-$16,000 of additional cost. So what I would suggest is we look at doing pay-to-play at 50% less than what we are today, and also reduce the caps 50%. So that would be, right now it's $1,000 per student in the high school and $600 in the middle school. So at 50%, that would be $500 limit per student in high school, $300 limit per student at the middle school for activities. And the cost to us, the board, the district, would be about $265,000, which we would then tap into the new levy to help offset that cost. So I think we need to do something. It would be great to do more, but the reality is, as we all know from our five-year forecast, and the pending reduction in state funding, that we have to continue to run a tight ship.
Well, I think it would be a mistake to put a stake in the ground at this point, because the one thing that the survey results showed us is that reducing that does not help our ability to pass the law. And so I think we need to realistically go get as much money as we think we can get, and certainly try to divvy it up appropriately, but I think trying to lead with something like that, I'm not sure it helps us. I mean, this whole board does absolutely want to lower pay to play, but again, I'm just saying, in the interest of getting a levy passed, do we want to, based on the survey results purely, because I admit I was surprised by those, because I thought even the general public would certainly support that a lot more than it appears they did. But I'm not sure at this point if it necessarily helps us. And I just make that comment. Again, I'm not against what you're proposing by any means.
Yeah, the gist I got, Mike, from the results that were presented to us is that if you do something with pay-to-play, because it's not well-received throughout the entire district, especially since 70% plus don't have children in the district, but you want to use that in crafting your messaging. So you may not want to start sending out literature that leads with pay-to-play is going to be reduced. In messaging, some of that survey results is going to go into crafting the messaging. But certainly at some point, whether it's today or somewhere down the road, there are many people, and I know some of them are in this room, who want to know what's going to happen with pay-to-play with the new levy. So we're going to have to put a stake in the ground at some point.
Perhaps, except that what we don't know is a big, huge chunk of our expenses where it's going to go because we haven't settled that yet. So in marking off a portion of our funds already, like I said, we're starting to do things that we don't know. Again, what the pie looks like. And again, I just bring this up because it might be message crafting that's important, but I also want to make sure that we don't get ourselves into a position that we may or may not have to change at some time in the future.
Everybody at this table is acutely aware of the crime needs for money. How it's divvied up in fractions may be subject to more discussion, but I think we're all aware of the issues. Today, the issue is when and how much. We all know we have a lot of work to do with respect to putting the campaign together and crafting the message that goes to the public. Is it correct? Is there any thought different than answering the when being in May?
I think we all agree. I'm shaking my head this way.
Yeah. That was my assumption. Yeah. Settle on a number that really is obviously the larger the number, the more latitude it gives us going forward, the more time horizon it gives us going forward, but the larger the number, the more risky the event becomes. So our discussions have centered around 6 mils. It sounds like it's still centering around about that number, and we're trying to craft it a little bit.
Well, I like the logic of going right below the 6. You know, I asked a question when it came to the survey. But, I mean, that's logical. There's a lot of studies to show that work. So I want it to pass. If you're allocating it, that is, you know, I want to see a whole priority because there's a lot of things also that need the attention. And that's how we can. But I don't want to promise something.
To music, to, you know, to the academic academic clubs to everything. I mean, those are really, really, I think, a critical, integral part of their education, and so...
It's important, but nobody came prepared tonight.
No, I agree with that. So I mean, we can, but I do think we're going to have to really look at that hard, and at least, even if it's, we guarantee a, you know, lesser amount than we think, but we're going to guarantee this no matter what.
I guess, just coming from being on the board with that removing transportation, watching how other boards have, you know, said, don't pass this, we're going to move. I'm thinking of the flip side, we're going to move transportation. You know, like, I don't, I want to make sure we're going to say something that that's exactly what's going to happen.
No, I agree with
and
you.
And I don't, it's not a, this isn't a threat, it's an upside.
Right.
But that's why I just don't want to do that today.
I agree with that. I thought you said, and I don't know if I want to,
I need to think about that, but I sat on, you know, a board that said, you know, it was implied at least that we were saying we're going to remove transportation, and I just don't know if those asking for money and saying we're going to do something, I don't know how I like managing those two.
I know what you're saying.
Okay.
I think to have an effective campaign, there's got to be some level of definition in the campaign, otherwise, side of an argument, and then you've got even less interested if you put a statement. So whether you have a definitive percentage or that's the upside that will be addressed, I mean, tonight you may not know that answer, but before the campaign launches, narrow it down, if not find it explicitly.
I think in the past, the levy campaigns, you know, and to your point, Kathleen, you know, it's the carrot and the stick. And unfortunately, I think in the past, they used the stick, which was if you don't pass the levy, you're going to get 100% pay to play. And if you don't pass the levy, you're going to take away busing. And I don't think that is a very good strategy. And I would never be a supporter of a strategy like that. However, the flip side is the carrot, which is, hey, if you do pass this levy, people do have a right to know, like, well, what are you going to do with the funds? And so, you know, just to make some type of a code and say, look, like, listen, you know, even though, and listen, that survey information, you know, the survey data is helpful to a degree, but they didn't explain to the people taking the survey that we are at 100% pay to play, and nobody around here is even close to 100%. We can't find anybody in the state that's 100%. So, you know, some of the survey, it's helpful and it's instructive in some guidance, but, you know, it also is what it is. It's not the final answer. So, you know, putting a carrot out there that says, hey, listen, you know, if we do pass this money, some of it will be allocated for some of this relief on pay to play. And here's, you know, wherever the board lands, here's where it is. And I think that would be helpful, especially for the families that are in most.
Topic for future discussion.
Yes.
So,
and I withdraw my 585. I was just looking for some reasonable number under 6. If we think 599 will do the same effect, fine. I mean, I'd rather get as much money as we think we can possibly get.
599 for 10, term, a term of 10 years.
599 for 10 years.
Okay, so let me just talk a little bit about timing. To be on the ballot for May 2nd, there is a February 1st filing date that we must meet to file to get on the ballot for May 2nd. That will require two board actions, and we have to send some stuff down to the auditor for them to certify the amount. So the timing of this, we have an organizational meeting right now for January 5th. We will also have that first resolution as a resolution of the need that you agree that there is a need. If you vote on that on January 5th, we will then take that down to the county auditor's office. It will be certified for the amount, and then we will need to turn around on January 22nd, our first regular board meeting, and approve the second resolution to go onto the ballot, which at that time personally drives it down to the Board of Elections and hand delivers it so that it is, we guarantee that it gets on the ballot on time. So that'll be kind of your timeline moving forward from January until the 22nd. In terms of the levy campaign, we have tentative meeting, an organizational meeting for all levy volunteers. So if you are still interested, we're still taking volunteers to come and volunteer to get the campaign started and talk about, you know, some of those messaging things, but really just to go over the plan and the timeline between now and May 2nd.
No?
Not yet.
We'll bring your first resolution.
That'll be January 5th?
That will incorporate all the appropriate legal language. There's a statutory form. I have the template prepared. I now can fill in the blanks.
Okay.
So you have time to further think, deliberate. You'll have opportunity to act upon that January 5th.
Okay.
Then you'll have the resolution to proceed. Once the certification of values and dollar amount to be derived from those values is returned to us from the county fiscal office. So you've done what needs to be done legally and technically to get us to the next step, which would be that first resolution. That would be an appropriate vote in this form, so I need to get you the proper form, which I could not have predicted, frankly, today. So, but I personally think it's a good outcome, and I don't have one of the five votes, but as we've talked before, the best outcome would be the one that is 5-0 on this board. So if that's what that brings, January 5th, that's the right outcome. Roll call, please. You had this discussion, so
oh, yeah, we did have
we're closing this discussion. Mrs. Brennauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. James?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item number 5 is executive session for the purpose of reviewing negotiations or bargaining session with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of employment. Board policy 0166.
So moved. Second.
Roll call, please. Mrs. Brennauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dawson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We'll now be in the executive session. There'll be no more public information or discussion today. Thanks very much for coming out.
Thank you for coming.
I was going to say, our organization meeting on January 5th must be here because there is a function going on at the high school. So it will be here, and it's a Thursday night, not a Monday, if you're planning on attending.
Thanks for taking the time out.